This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. Ohio reported nearly 1,400 new positive cases of COVID-19 and 40 deaths yesterday as the state works to contain the outbreak. Dr. Anthony Fauci earlier this week warned that Ohio is among states showing early signs of a resurgence of the coronavirus. Ohio will update its COVID-19 data this afternoon when Governor Mike DeWine holds his latest coronavirus briefing at 2 in Columbus. Listen live on WKSU or at WKSU.org. The Ohio Pharmacy Board has prohibited the use of hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID-19. The state agency stepped in to block the sale of the drug, even as President Donald Trump continues to tout its effectiveness. The FDA has revoked emergency use authorization for that drug and found it can cause serious side effects. Republicans in the Ohio House are voting on removing the Speaker of the House today, but it's unlikely they'll vote to expel Larry Householder outright, who's facing a federal racketeering charge related to the nuclear bailout he pushed last year. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
The Republicans' vote and discussion on how the caucus will fund House campaigns this fall happened at a hotel near the State House. Bob Kupp is among the five candidates who'd like to replace Householder.
I think members are ready to take decisive action to get it accomplished. So I think we're all very unified in that.
It would take 50 votes to elect a new speaker. There are 61 House Republicans. Householder was elected last year by 26 Republicans and 26 of the House's 38 Democrats. Their leadership wrote in a statement that Householder's removal, quote, should not have required so much debate and hand-wringing. It would take a two-thirds vote to expel Householder, who is unopposed as he runs for re-election. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.
Cleveland will see an additional 25 federal agents in four different agencies as part of a White House initiative. Cleveland.com reports U.S. Attorney Justin Herdman says the extra agents will join the local FBI, DEA, ATF, and the U.S. Marshals offices. That push includes nearly $10 million in federal money to hire an additional 30 Cleveland police officers and 7 new state highway patrol officers. Herdman says Cleveland currently has more than 200 federal agents from various agencies working with local law enforcement and drug enforcement, violent crime investigation, and fighting gun trafficking. Herdman says the agents will not be assigned to protect federal property, which has provoked ongoing protests in Portland, Oregon. Critics say agents there have overstepped their mandate and abused power. Cleveland City Council has unanimously approved a ban on restaurants offering sugary drinks in kids' meals. That ban takes effect January 2021. Cleveland.com reports Mayor Frank Jackson signed the ban into law Wednesday that requires restaurants to provide children with healthier options. The ordinance says restaurants must offer water, 100% fruit juice with no added sweeteners, or lower non-fat milk with no more than 150 calories. Officials say the move helps combat child obesity and other conditions such as type 2 diabetes. The surprise announcement this week that Cleveland will host the first presidential debate was also reportedly news to local officials. Cleveland.com reports Mayor Frank Jackson says neither his office nor Cleveland police were part of the decision to move the debate to Northeast Ohio. The local Secret Service branch was also taken off guard. Case Western Reserve University had agreed to be a backup location when Notre Dame in Indiana pulled out of hosting the debate. It will host it along with Cleveland Clinic, and it's hosted at Case Western's new shared medical school with the Cleveland Clinic. A new report says Akron has lost one-third of its jobs in the leisure and hospitality sector since COVID-19 pandemic began in February. Cranes Cleveland cites the report from consumer finance website MoneyGeek, which analyzed Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics data. Akron reportedly lost more than 11,000 jobs in the sector that includes the hard-hit restaurant industry. The report ranks Akron as the 23rd hardest-hit city in the country. It's the only Ohio city to make that list. This is WKSU News.